We welcome you to our exclusive one-on-one interview with head coach Chip Kelly. And coach, big win on Sunday against the Saints. The offense did a lot of really good things, including taking the takeaways, turning them into points, 23 points off the four takeaways. How important is that for you?
Well, it's always an important thing to response after turnovers is a huge thing. Your defense can do a good job of creating turnovers for you, but if you don't do anything with them, it really doesn't matter what they did. So you got to capitalize, and that's part of what our whole mindset is. It's the same thing. If we turn the ball over, we want our defense to go out in the field and stop them so that they don't score points. So really, response after turnover is something we talk about.
Sam Bradford seemed to be in a rhythm right from the start, did a lot of really good things. What did he do so well when you reviewed the film?
I think he was fairly accurate. I think early he was a little bit off. You know, he probably wants that first throw back that he tried to throw to Coop and put a little bit more air underneath it. But I think once he kind of got into a rhythm, I think he was fairly accurate with his passes. Sam can move around, and he can make any throw you need him to make. And so part of what we were going to do against the Saints, because they all gang up on your run game, was we ran some play action passes on him, and Sam took advantage of that.
Is Sam's level of mobility back to where it was before the injuries?
I don't know. I mean, I never saw him before the injuries, so I just know it's never been an issue since we've had him here. So we felt like he can roll out and throw the football if necessary, depending on who we're playing and how that fits into our game plan.
You've talked about the wide receivers and the depth of talent there, everybody contributing. Josh Huff, big game on Sunday. What have you seen from these guys, this group, in five games?
Well, I think they're versatile. They can play both inside and outside. You know, we're not pigeonholed in terms of one guy's just an inside receiver. You know, Jordan can play inside and outside. Josh can play inside and outside. Miles has played inside and outside. Nelson can play inside and outside. So we've got some versatility from our receivers. I think all of them are contributing on special teams, along with contributing in our success on the offensive side of the ball.
The offensive line, everybody has talked about it, really good game on Sunday. As you reviewed things, break it down, what did it look like up front?
They executed, you know, and I think in previous weeks we were inconsistent with our execution. I think we were consistent throughout the day, especially up front in our execution, and they did a really good job. And when we can be balanced, we can run the ball and throw the ball equally well. I think that's difficult for a defense to defend. Doesn't allow them to just gang up on one aspect of what you're doing, but I think it started up front, and there was a consistency in their execution.
13 takeaways by the defense in five games. I know you preach it every day mm-hmm. when you're training. How do you attribute that, the reason for the success there?
Well, we've had a lot of emphasis on it since we got back here for off-season program on April 20th. We're doing a good job of creating fumbles and recovering fumbles, and then we've got some ball hawks on the back end. Walter Thurman had another one. I think he leads the league from the safety position in interceptions. You know, Fletcher Cox had a really big game, caused two forced fumbles. But I think it's something that we drill on the defensive side of the ball every day is turnovers and how do we continue to create them, because that's the difference in winning and losing football games in this league is winning the turnover battle and winning the response after turnover battle.
Big challenge on Monday night. The Giants do a lot of great things offensively. What have you seen from them?
They've won three straight and arguably could be 5-0. They lost a heartbreaker right at the end of the game to Dallas and the same thing to Atlanta. So it's a really good football team. They got an outstanding quarterback and Eli, who's won a couple Super Bowls. He's playing really well. I think it's his second year in that offensive system that Ben McAdoo brought over from Green Bay. So he's really comfortable in it. They've obviously got Odell Beckham and Reuben Randall outside, and they've added Shane Vereen and Rashard Jennings at the running back spot, so they're very difficult on the offensive side of the ball. And then defensively, Steve Spagnuolo, who used to coach here and has been a head coach in this league, is back as their defensive coordinator, has really got them playing at a high level. I think they have the best run defense in the National Football League, or the second best run defense in the National Football League. So they're doing a really good job of making you a one-dimensional on the offensive side of the ball, and they're scoring a lot of points.
The defense on Sunday did a really good job in the horizontal pass game, stopping what the Saints like to do a lot in the pass mm-hmm. game. Does Vereen, is that the same kind of stuff that the Giants do?
No.
I know they get the ball to him in the pass game. What kind of routes is he?
Oh, with? Vereen does a lot of different things, but their pass game is very vertical with Odell Beckham and Reuben Randall. You're going to see bombs coming up left and right from Eli, and he can also throw quick game with those guys, and can use the back running screens and getting isolated in option routes underneath. But it's a vastly different pass game than what the Saints brought in here.
Thanks very much, Coach. Good luck on Monday.